This is going to be huge. And the best part about it is that we are all early to it because it just launched today.
The guy behind the multi-billion dollar Disney Plus app just built something new, and it launches today at a tiny market cap.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have something that is going to be massive. And the best part about this is it is early days because it just launched today.
When you have the brainchild behind a multi-billion dollar Disney Plus app, the same app that is utilized by hundreds of millions of people around the world, generating massive amounts of revenue, and he launches something new, you better pay attention.
And the timing is perfect. And before we get into the details of how revolutionary his new project could be, and again, we know he has this insane experience from building Disney Plus, let's just talk about how rare it is to get onto an early stage project that is this good, this early. This launched today with a tiny market cap and has all the tailwinds from Ethereum altcoin season.
Now, before we begin, remember, none of this is financial advice. You need to do your own research. This is our opinion and our opinion only. This is what we are doing. So again, do not take this as financial advice. But when you find a project that already has deep integrations with some of the Fortune 100 companies, it is working and deeply integrated into X, Notion, GitHub, Google, then you really need to pay attention.
You really hit the nail on the head there. This project could change everything and the way that people work. It's already integrated with X, Google, Gmail, LinkedIn, Microsoft. You name any sort of corporate or consumer software, it's integrated. And here's what it does. If you want to do something, if you want to build a spreadsheet or do a post on X or do a LinkedIn post or time something on Gmail, anything, you're just going to tell this AI software to do it in plain English, and it's going to plan it all and do it all for you. No more coding, no more opening up like 20 pages, 20 folders, 20 tabs and trying to link all kinds of different apps. This one AI software, all you have to do is talk to it in English and it does everything for you.
Yeah, actually, like think about how complicated, you go into ChatGPT, maybe that's probably what 99% of you guys are using out there. You type in what you want, what you're looking for. It maybe spits out the wrong answers. And then you finally get the information that you are looking for. What do you even do with it? You got to figure out, okay, now how do I program and code this into Gmail to do my automated responses? Do you guys even know how to do that? No, I don't think 99% of you even know how to do that. But with this, when you can just talk to it in plain English, tell it what you want to do, it will do it. It will save businesses like Salesforce and like Microsoft, et cetera, hundreds of millions of dollars because it's going to save a ton of time and a ton of costs.
I think this could be one of the biggest AI projects to launch this year or even next year. When you look at the guy behind it, as we already mentioned, this Frank guy, he's a Harvard graduate. He built the Disney Plus app. He sees a huge gap in the market when it comes to AI products and integrating with all these different softwares that you use. You think founders and business operators have time to learn how to do no code, to pay people to do things? Or do you think they want to talk to an AI software in plain English and have everything planned out immediately? Do you think marketing and sales teams have times to, plan all these things, plan all these emails, plan all these replies, make these spreadsheets, send the spreadsheets? No way. Do you think freelancers and creators that want to do like this automated repetitive work have the time or like anything that they want to do this stuff anymore. No, AI should be doing it for you. But no one has the time to learn how to do the amazing, you know, the no coding, the drag and drop, the prompts. We need software where you can just talk to it in plain English. And this is what Frank has built. It's going to change everything.
Okay, so here's a use case to help you guys wrap your head around this. Let's say you are a financial analyst assistant. So you'll say, please help me create a financial projections for XYZ Trucking Inc. Please find sales figures from Stripe and paid invoices this month and outstanding invoices. Create financial projections and quarterly revenue based on current paid invoices for fiscal year 2025. Please create a document with the details and email to my Gmail and send it back to my Slack channel for finance. So it will automate the workflow action. So see how I just said that in English, right? Plain English. Anybody can understand that. What it does is the workflow actions will look like this. It'll connect to Stripe, fetch paid and outstanding invoice data. It'll generate financial projections logic. So it'll get the monthly extrapolation, quarterly totals, etc. Then it'll summarize the findings into a clean doc in Google Sheet. It'll email a report to Gmail and then send the report to Slack. So all these integrations use, it's integrated with Stripe, Gmail, and Slack. So when you put that into English, right? You put it in there. How long would that take you as an individual sitting at your desk to try to figure out how to do all that? Mm. Now you just say it and it does it like that, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's insane. And that's why we say this could be the biggest AI project to launch. And again, as I mentioned at the start of the episode, the best part is we are all early to it. This thing launched at a tiny market cap today. So when you take all this into consideration, all these features we just talked about, there is no way we are looking past Workloop.
What we love about Workloop is the fact that it is operating like a Web2 business. It has Web2 clients and generates revenue like a Web2 business. Because look, these are where the customers are. This is where the real money is. This is where the institutions are. This is the Fortune 100 companies. Look at how Bitcoin and Ethereum have been performing as of late. They are attracting institutional money. It is piling in that realm. So with that use case I just referred to with the financial analysts, you have to imagine that one company might have 10 financial analysts working for them. They might have an HR department. They might have a sales department. So if you have 10 financial analysts, they can all be replaced. So you're going to save just on that one prompt, maybe 10 hours, which is going to equate to $10,000. Multiply that by all the different department heads within your organization, and you're looking at businesses saving millions upon millions of dollars. When they realize that they're going to be saving all this money, who do you think they're going to pay? They're going to pay Workloop because it's saving them so much.
100%. That's why we had the guy who built the multi-billion dollar Disney Plus app see this is the next gap in the market in AI. Workloop is built for enterprise adoption and millions upon millions of dollars in annual revenue. And that's the Web2 side of it. And we know these Web2 enterprise, these corporations, they don't want to have to some of these AI projects, like you have to buy the token to use the service. These $100 billion enterprise companies are not going to be buying a token to use an AI service.
No.
They need to be able to do it in fiat. They don't really want to know about crypto. But that's why the way Workloop is built is so brilliant. Because where does the crypto side of it come in? Well, this guy, he loves the crypto side of it, but he doesn't want it to, mix in with the Web2, the fiat. We have to keep that separate. But where does the Workloop token come into it? Well, the Workloop token is a pure play revenue share style coin. So for example, a stock that might issue dividends, the better the company performs, the more dividends they're issuing. Well, the Workloop token is operating in a similar fashion where they're going to be giving out revenue share from the Web2 Workloop business to token holders. So if you think this AI, no code, fully free English, plain English automation software is a game changer like we do, and I think this is a potential $1 billion idea. If you think that Workloop can generate all of this money, well, guess what? The Workloop token is a gateway where you can get revenue share from the Workloop business. I think that is genius.
So again, if you're looking for a project that has a low market cap, is riding the tailwinds of the Ethereum narrative right now, prime for altcoin season. And it just launched today, which means we're all still early to it. This is a Web2 platform that already has integrations with tech giants. and is accepting payments via fiat to drive revenue home to token holders, then look, this could be the project I think that everybody has been waiting for.
Yeah, there's no question we're going to see massive tailwinds for real legitimate blue chip Ethereum utility plays, which Workloop is. There's no question we're going to see a ton of money flow into real game-changing AI plays, which Workloop is. And there's no question that if you're actually looking for a legitimate 50 to 100X, you need to look at small cap tokens. You need to look at tokens that just launched. You need to catch them before the mainstream media retail catches on. So of course, look, again, this is just what we're doing. There's no guarantees of financial gain. Crypto investing is risky. Small cap tokens are risky. We're just telling you what we are buying. And we really like the look of Workloop. It just launched today. It has a small market cap. I don't think people should be sleeping on it.
Make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.